Hello and welcome to the Weldon Green Podcast. Today I'm going to do another Ask Weldon Show, episode 253. And as always, you can use the podcast code to access the Mac program instead of the Ask Weldon code, which is for YouTube. I'll give you an extra dollar on your discount. So make sure to take advantage of it and signify that you come from the podcast when you go there and not the YouTube. Thanks, and let's jump into the show. Hello and welcome to the Ask Weldon Show, episode 253. Today, the questions are the top five things to focus on when developing a pro career in esport. Obviously, that's a given. How do I remember the fundamentals when I'm training the game? And how to train your ego or confidence? Thanks for tuning in. As always, you can catch the show live on Twitch, twitch.tv/mindgamesweldon. Please give the channel a follow and turn on your notifications so you know when it's live. That way you can ask your questions before and after in Twitch chat. And if you want to get your question on the show, please call in. I always need questions, and the show runs on questions, so it's kind of like if you think of the show as a fire, you are the fuel or the oxygen or the wood or whatever for the questions. So call them into anchor.fm/weldongreen, anchor.fm/weldongreen. There'll be links throughout the show, or you can check the link down below the YouTube video. And without further ado, let's jump into the first question. This one is from Oscar.
Hi, Weldon. My name is Oscar, and I am currently attending an esports school in Sweden, where I have been given the opportunity to create an esports course on what a full year or two playing League of Legends professionally could look like. This course I am working on is supposed to give people the opportunity to fulfill their dreams in working with a professional esports team without actually being professional players, but still working towards that goal in this school. I have been given good finances to be able to travel and participate in tournaments here in Sweden. And I have been working on this project for about 2 months now, where I've been focusing on things like nutrition, physical activity, sleep schedule, mindfulness, etc. The course is starting in about a month, and I'm feeling pretty stressed out about it because I don't know if I'm missing something. So I was wondering if you could give me your top five things you would prioritize when working with a team to get it as progressive as possible if you were in my situation.
All right. First of all, sorry if the volume's a little low on that question. I'm still working on trying to balance between browser audio and the mic. But just in general, this answer is going to be different than I would give to an actual pro. Because when you're developing a program for a school, it's important to think holistically about educating. Educating like players. You're actually delivering it. Awesome. Thanks a lot. Taro milk tea boba, guys. You're actually thinking about developing people, and you can't have a school has a responsibility essentially to make sure that a course has an outcome regardless of luck and dependencies of career and things like that. So if you're just working as a pro player individually by yourself, then you kind of do certain things. And if you're developing a program for students who are like attending a school, then you do things by the book. So I'm going to go through this as if I'm developing a program for a school. The top five priorities or the things to focus on if you're going to be in a course or if you're thinking about designing a course, the first one is transferable social and emotional skills. So social and emotional skills learning is the category of things that I do to esports teams. It's my main focus when I'm coaching a team, is to train them in social and emotional skills, like first and foremost, because that plays into everything performance related. It also has a side benefit of playing into their career after they're an athlete. It's like the thing you get as an athlete that you get more of than if you go to college. So if you go to college versus if you go to pro athletics, typically speaking, you're going to develop this kind of like advanced tolerance for emotional ruggedness in a sports team. And if you play that up, if you like emphasize the training of it, and if you build the transference of those skills to other areas of your life, you will have a very successful life. And so my priority for developing pro athletes is focus on social and emotional skills, because you need that as a pro athlete, and focus on their ability to be transferred around so that if you don't get to go pro, then you're still going to succeed in the next thing that you tackle because you get to bring all of the skills that you developed along with you. So social emotional skills learning. Second thing is, let's get away from the social emotional side. Then if you go to the pure physical side, Then you're looking at reaction speed and mouse accuracy. So mouse speed and mouse accuracy. Sorry, not reaction speed, mouse speed. So here is a pretty generic thing. Within your field and maybe like cross games as well, you want to essentially train people's mouse speed and mouse accuracy to be the highest as possible. If you have high mouse speed and high mouse accuracy, you can essentially, and then you have a good learning and pattern in the game, you can be better than other people who see the same thing that you do because you just click more accurately and you click more rapidly. So that goes along with things like stopping the mouse exactly on a target, stopping the mouse on a target and clicking a target as your mouse is going over that target without stopping on it, which is also a really highly trained skill that differentiates between people who are just average and people who are amazing. And this is, of course, dependent on the game, the style that the mouse is used. But I think that just in general, accuracy and speed on the screen is something that can be trained and pushed. So that's on the physical side, the top thing, and then on the social and emotional skills side, that's the kind of like the top thing. After that, I would say poise related to nutrition, physical training, and mindfulness training, stuff like that. So poise is doing the thing you need to do, even if it's not the thing you want to do. So doing what you believe is the best behavior despite your internal emotional state. That's poise. So I want to go to the gym right now, but I'm bored and I don't want to, and I don't feel like it, and it's boring, and it's hard. Or I want to go to the gym right now, and it's boring, and I don't feel like it, and it's hard. So changing that but to an and is basically poise. And so any avenue in which you can practice poise is a good thing. You develop it kind of universally, but also in a bucket. So you develop poise for the task that you're kind of like developing poise for. And if you practice developing poise elsewhere, then it works. As far as competitive skills, I think that there's a lot of little minor things about regulating your emotions leading into a competition, leaning into pressure, getting a lot of time on stage, doing a lot of performance related stuff. So giving public speeches, making people perform one-on-ones in front of classmates all the time. And being ranked like they do on tennis teams, where there's always like a first person, everybody on the tennis team is ranked like every single week from top to bottom. And they have to play each other for those rankings, like matches to determine who is the number one player, essentially. And so you can do all sorts of creative stuff with how to get people in a stressed out situation, performing situation constantly that is not necessarily just the game, so that they can start to draw parallels between all these performance related situations and how it is that they build up their pre-performance state, which is like a unique cocktail, unique to each individual. So those are the main things I would focus on. I don't know if that's top five or not, but anyway, it's kind of like the core skills that you train. Oh no, I just dripped my taro milk tea onto my lap because it's so full. Anyway, let's go on to the second question. Oh wait, we have announcements. Okay, announcements. CLG, we clinched playoffs this weekend. Yay. I think that was on our last show. And then today we beat Echo Fox, which puts us one game out from first place in the regular season and close to securing a bye, but we still have to have the last weekend of the season. Like, we're still one game away from being knocked out of our bye contention. So we got to be careful about that. Try really hard. We have two super hard opponents next week. We had a celebration dinner, KBBQ. So I broke my veganism for the day and ate some dead animals. It was delicious. By the way, I'm vegan by health reasons, mainly. So yeah, that's why I don't feel super. That's why I can even say that sentence, I guess I would say. And what other announcements? Not much else is new in the Weldon camp. Yeah. Let's go on to the second question. And this one is from Moya. Yes, I'm not really sure. And it's got a little bit of background noise, but the volume's low, so it should be fine. It shouldn't scratch you too much.
Hi, I've tried to improve on a few parts of my game over the last 1 or 2 weeks and was able to nail it like most of the time. But every time that I try to go on to the next thing to learn, it seems like I've forgotten everything and do the same mistakes again. This gets really frustrating. So I guess the question is, how can I keep my progress and build on it? Also, the Mac program is awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the question. So how do you remember the fundamentals, or how do you build on that and then train more advanced stuff? Basically, you don't. The fundamentals are the fundamentals, because they're the most important thing. And they always need to be squared away, and they are always decaying. Essentially, you're always either getting better or worse at reflex-based, mechanical-based, like pattern recognition tasks. So you are always training the fundamentals all the time. And the way that you train advanced stuff is you build those fundamentals trainings into drills that contain advanced tactics. So in your advanced tactics drills, you also have fundamentals training, and you spend a little bit of your brain power like making sure that those are squared away and making sure that they're rehearsed. And you always do warm-ups on the fundamentals beforehand so that you can focus on them less during the advanced tactics drills. But if you have to go back to fundamentals, then you just go back and you do it happily, because you just say, okay, I just got to, if you get really good at the fundamentals and you've identified what are the fundamentals and you're correct about that, then you're going to win a lot off of just having better fundamentals than other people. So I would say you can get pretty far by just having like really good mechanics in League of Legends. You can get really far by just having really good aim in Counter-Strike, and location-based awareness, you know, stuff like that, like where to be on the map, game sense. So if you just train those things, you don't even need to worry about advanced stuff, because you can get pretty far with them. And like I said, the way that you train advanced stuff is you build drills that include drilling of the fundamentals, and you make sure you warm up with the stuff beforehand so that it's kind of like in the back of your mind a little bit, takes up 20% of your focus instead of, you know, 50 to 100%. So yeah, that's the answer to that question. Pretty straightforward. And thank you for saying the Mac program is awesome, because that segues right into my call for you guys to check out the Mac program. Mindgames.gg/MAC. Use the code AskWeldon, and you will get access to the Mac program, which is the third iteration of the online video training course that covers mindfulness, acceptance, commitment that I started developing in 2015, which I'm currently turning into an app, which has been a year-long process already, and probably about 80% complete. So obviously, if you have access to the program, you just get grandfathered into the app forever, just like all the previous iterations of the program. So don't worry about waiting for it to come out if you want to check it out now before it was adapted. Yeah, that's about all there is to that. Make sure that you check it out right now. It's about 49 online videos hosted on a website. You log in and then you just watch the videos. There's one per day. They contain a lecture and then a mindfulness-based training activity, seated training, where you sit down and you like meditate, and there's a script that goes along with it that I narrate to you. That's what is contained therein. All right, let's jump into the last question of the show.
Hi, Weldon. I was wondering how you like train confidence. Like, if you have an athlete or a player who's very high skill but very low confidence, or like no ego, and that lack of confidence or ego is affecting performance and competition, how you like train that up?
All right, thank you. That was from RJ Scott. Thank you for the question. So essentially, the best way to train ego is to, with the player or with yourself, if you're doing this for yourself, confidence and ego, is to predict the outcome of like a skirmish or a game or a moment beforehand. So you say like, okay, next, I want you to go into this game and I want you to like 1v2 them in lane and try to get the outplay. And I want you to like go in and I want you to have that mindset, and I want you to do it. And I want you to predict like that you're going to win it or lose it, or how you're going to win it or lose it. And then you go in and then your prediction of reality lines up with actual reality. And then you start to be like, wow, okay, so I already know what's going to happen. And when you realize that you are the person who, if you have that skill set and you can actually see what's going to happen, then the ego kind of comes naturally along with that. And it's a very accurate ego, because it's ego around things that you know you can predict and do well and more consistently. And the thing that you have to worry about as a coach or as an individual is that you have to be like rough enough to fail a few times and still keep trying it. You have to be like, okay, well, that didn't work out that time like I predicted it. Let me try it again. Let me do like, out of 10 times, how many times am I accurate? And then you realize, oh, 6 out of 10 times, that's more than half. So let me get a little bit better at that. Instead of just like failing 3 times and being like, oh, you have to be a little Bayesian about it. And you have to say, like, okay, maybe those 3 times were the only 3 times I would ever fail it out of 10, and then the next 7 times works. So make sure that you go into it with a mindset of a statistical distribution, right, where you can have a few failures and it doesn't really color the whole thing. Try to get a little bit measurable about it, or at least have an impression of how many times you've been doing this. And yeah, I think that for me, building up Biyugo is about having that social network and then making sure that in the game you have an expectation of what you can accomplish, set that expectation of the understanding, predict it, go and do it, and then see that you're actually right. And then naturally it develops off of that. So it's more of a long-term hedge. All right, that's the show for the day. Thank you so much for all of your call-ins. I'm flooded with questions now and I'm working through them. That's why I'm trying to do the show every single day, because if I don't, I won't keep up with the questions that are coming in. So make sure, again, to check that out at my anchor.fm/WeldonGreen. And then I think there's a message link. Do it on your phone so that you have the best audio. You heard the like scratchy caller earlier. I think that was probably a mic cord headset issue. Obviously, on your phone, you know, don't use a headset or anything, because then you won't have any headset issues. And yeah, check out the Mac program, mygames.gg/MAC. Tomorrow, tune in for the Weldon Weekly about CLG's successful weekend of games. Thanks, everybody. See you later.